This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll start off by continuing our conversation with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. Don and I discussed several pieces of state legislation yesterday, including House Bill 5688. The bill, referred to as common sense legislation, would permit trucks 65 feet in length to use all roads in Illinois. Don says this bill is critical to the trucking industry because 65 feet is the average length of trucks seen on the road today.
House Bill 5688 is sponsored by Representative Dan Beiser of Alton. And what it basically says is that the bill would make all roads in Illinois accessible to trucks up to 65 foot in overall length. This is important because right now Illinois is probably one of the few states left in the country that limits trucks on local roads to 55 foot in wheelbase. Right now the standard size trailer is 53 foot, and if you put a limitation out there that we have now, technically most of those modern day trailers cannot use local roads, and unfortunately in some counties of Illinois, it's very strictly enforced, and it doesn't make any economic sense. We have had a special hearing in the House Transportation Committee last week, and at that hearing, we had lawmakers who heard testimony from truckers who basically said that this is what's used out there right now. You know, livestock trailers, grain trailers, these types of trailers that are on these local roads. That's what the farmers need, and that's what others need to be able to make pickups and deliveries. A large number of the committee members were very much engaged in the discussion during the hearing on the bill last week, and they come out straightforward and say this is only common sense legislation and that they need to move ahead on it. So what we're hoping is to, we've had the hearing, now we can get some movement on the bill. There are others out there who say, well, the trucks are too long. But the people who want to use these trucks are the people who live on these local roads. The roads aren't going to be used for shortcuts or anything like that. This is because of the fact that, hey, a farmer needs that access, a fertilizer dealer needs that access, a quarry needs that access, and this bill responds to it.
Another issue we discussed was the legalizing of medicinal marijuana in Illinois. While it's legal to use if you have a prescription, that's not the case for truck drivers.
This is a law that Illinois is one of 22 states that have legalized the use of medical marijuana. It has been done, I think, through more than a painstaking process to legalize it and then also to make it accessible to those who have a prescription to use medical marijuana. But there's a big gift there. If you drive a truck, the use of medical marijuana does not apply to you. The problem here is that federal law supersedes state law. Even though the state says the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes with a prescription is legal, the federal law outright bans the use of marijuana. So if you're driving a truck, the bottom line is don't even think about using medical marijuana because it's illegal. Perfect way to knock you out of the truck. So it's a friendly reminder, and the only reason why we're doing that is because we have heard from quite a few people recently who have called up with questions. There are issues with glaucoma, side effects from chemotherapy, these types of situations where the use of medical marijuana could be used. But we always put the big if there, because if you drive a truck, don't even think about it. I mean, if it's important to you and it's part of your treatment, then might as well take yourself out of the truck, because the federal law, which bans the use of marijuana, supersedes any medical use on the state level.
Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. Coming up next, we'll have a state and a local crop update after these messages. According to the state crop report, continued cool temperatures have slowed emergence of corn and soybeans, but we have seen some warmer weather over the weekend and the beginning of this week that's allowed us to get some field work done, so that's been a nice change. Statewide, the average temp was 58.1 degrees or 7 degrees below normal. Precip averaged 0.39 inches, so about a half inch, and that was about a half an inch below normal. There were about 3.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending on May 22nd. Topsoil moisture supply was rated 3% short, 71% adequate, and 26% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated 2% short, 79% adequate, and 19% surplus. Corn planted was at 89% compared to the 5-year average of 91%, and corn emerged was at 77% compared to 84% last year, and the 5-year average of 68%. Corn condition was rated 2% very poor, 5% poor, 24% fair, 54% good, and 15% excellent. Soybeans planted was at 51%, and soybeans emerged were at 20% compared to 31% last year. Winter wheat headed was at 88%, and that's up 8 percentage points from last week's number. And winter wheat condition was rated 3% very poor, 5% poor, 33% fair, 50% good, and 9% excellent. And now we'll check in with Tim Mize for our weekly local crop report. I talked with Tim on Monday afternoon, and he said they're finishing up planting, and the corn they put in the ground in early April is looking good. The last time we talked, it was the beginning of April. You had just started planting, and now we are already near the end of May. So what are the crops looking like if you've had some in the ground for a while, and how is planting going for you?
Well, planting is going extremely well. We're actually planning on finishing up today. We're drilling the last of our beans in right now, and the corn that we had in the ground the last time that we talked in early April, that is probably about V4 stage now, and it just looks fantastic. So we're in a really good spot.
Well, great news there, and you said you're working on finishing up your beans, but something that you do differently than what a lot of guys do, you actually broadcast those. So how does that work for you?
We do. We get the beans mixed with potash, and then we have a local company, Prairie Town Feed. They put it on with one of their big tenders, and then we work it in with some light tillage. And we've done that, I think, for 5 years now, and we've had nothing but success with it. It sounds like a crazy method, and you know, you might think, well, that just can't work, but it does. The stand is consistently there. It yields just like it's supposed to, and we just really like it. Saves a lot of time.
Well, that's great. It's great to hear some unique ways of doing things and to be successful. What's the rest of the week looking like for you? Do you guys have any spraying to do, or what are some future plans you have?
No, we got all of our spraying caught up. We've got all of our corn sprayed. We got the fungicide on our wheat done last week. I guess the big thing that we're hoping to get done here in the next couple of days is to get our stubble beans flown on with an airplane.
And thanks again to WSMI's Tim Mize from Macoupin County for that update. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.